not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Happy, what is today, Tuesday? Yeah, today's Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's warm. Let's check out some temperatures right now. It looks like it's like a 20-way tie for second, but coming in at first is Butler, Oklahoma at 99 degrees. Most of southwestern Oklahoma, Tipton, Altus, Mangum, Hollis, you're all at 98 degrees. A little cooler up north, though. Buffalo, you're 88 degrees. Slap Out is 90, 92 at Cherokee, 93 at Lahoma. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, let's see what's happening. More of the same. Everybody's around 97 degrees, except for Paladura Reservoir. You're at 90 degrees. Just warm, and it looks like it's going to be warm for a few days. I haven't looked, but somebody said there's a fairly good chance of rain for coming up this weekend. So everybody cross their fingers, put out a good word up above us, and hopefully we get some rain. How about that? Anyway, we got a lot going on today. I think Brandon will be on here shortly. I seen him at Rusty Breeze's funeral, so we'll see if I can get a hold of him, if he didn't run straight to the ranch. Anyway, we got that going on. So let's check out what's happening in our big world of agriculture besides inputs. You know, everybody talks about how high it is to get tractors and equipment worked on. But I'm telling you what, just to get a pickup worked on is crazy. I mean, everybody's got costs, and I realize that, but just... Oh, man. So, anyway, good thing I can work on some of that stuff, but not the computer stuff. But, anyway, crazy cost we have nowadays. Soybean and grain futures were lower in overnight trading amid lofty crop conditions and favorable weather in much of the Midwest. About 68% of the U.S. soybean crop was in good or excellent condition at the start of the week. 59% of soybeans were setting pods, 86% was blooming. The condition of the corn crop, meanwhile, declined by 1 percentage point to 67% good or excellent. That's still well above 57% that earned top ratings in the same point last year. I want to know how, if they don't call all these farmers and ranchers to see how their cattle are looking, or the pastures are looking, how do they rate these crops? Do they call these people? Because you can't rate crops off of just a rain pattern. That don't mean that corn out there is going to make 220 bushels an acre just because it got rain the other day. Anyway, interesting. 7% of the U.S. corn crop was dennet. Was dennet. 46% was dennet. A percent was dennet. And 88% was silking as of Sunday. Anyway, we'll go with the 46% was dennet. How's that? Wheat prices were pressured overnight as the spring harvest rolls on. 6% was in the bin at the beginning of the week versus 1% a week earlier. So they're getting after it up there. The U.S. winter wheat harvest, which we care about, is nearing completion with 88% collected. According to the government, that's up from 82% a week earlier. And 86% last week. Rainy weather, sometimes too much in some areas where flooding has occurred throughout the growing season, has boosted crop prospects. Iowa is now not seeing any abnormally dry weather or drought, and only almost 3% of Illinois is facing some dry conditions in other parts. At the start of the calendar year, 97% of Iowa and 54% of Illinois was facing drought or abnormally dry conditions. Got a text message, this morning from a friend of mine down around Frederick, and they are harvesting corn right now, and they're getting after it, and looks like it's doing pretty good for dry land, and somewhere around 90 to 100 bushels per acre. Not bad for the conditions we've had. Soybean futures for November delivery plunged 13 and a quarter to $10.27 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was lost 30 cents to $3.31.50 a short ton, and soy oil was down 0.84 cents to $39.39 a pound. Corn futures for December delivery fell 2 3/4 cents to $4.04 a bushel. Wheat futures for September delivery in Chicago overnight dropped 3 1/4 to $5.36 1/4, while Kansas City futures declined 3 1/4 to $5.57 a bushel. Inspections of corn rose week to week, while bean and wheat assessments declined. Corn inspections in the 7 days that ended August 1st improved to 1.21 million metric tons. That's up from 1.07. Soybean assessments fell to 261,000 tons. That's down from 408,000 tons a week earlier. Wheat inspections last week were reported at 440,000 tons, a drop from 453,000 the previous week, but still way above what was assessed last year at 319,000 tons. Hot and humid weather is expected in central and southern Illinois today as heat indexes again hit triple digits, according to the National Weather Service. Thunderstorms are also in the forecast for this afternoon. Heat advisories have been issued in northeastern Oklahoma and in counties in northern Arkansas. Heat indexes are expected to hit 108. Heat-related illness are possible, especially impacting those not used to being outside. So anyway, take it easy out there. It was hot yesterday. It's hot again today. Be careful what you're doing. Just drink plenty of water. It's pretty easy to do, but man, you get going into something, it gets after it. All right, let's go ahead and do the Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market update real quick. September, things are not looking as terrible as they was yesterday. Looks like the Dow and S&P and NASDAQ are kind of trying to come back. September corn, 389 down one. December is 406 down 3/4. Soybeans for August, 1034 down 10. September, 1015 down 16.5. Soybean mills down 1050 for August. Let's skip August. They're messing with the market there. Let's go straight to September. 333.20 down 5.5. October, 326.50 down 330. Soybean oil for August, 40.08 down 96. September, 40.33 down 76. And September hard red winter wheat just changed on me. 558 down 2. December, 575 down 1.5. Cotton for October, December, 67.54 down 24. Crude oil out of Texas, West Texas, that is. September, 73.41 up 47 cents. And gasoline, or not gasoline, but natural gas, September 2 is back up over $2 at 2 even up 0.06. Looks like the NASDAQ, S&P, and the Dow are up nicely today. Not as much as they lost yesterday, but they're coming. Live cattle, October, 178.35, down 65. December, 177.70, down 55. Feeder cattle for August, or let's go to September, 239.75, down 150. October, 238.05, down 117. Lean hogs are actually in the green. August is 91.70, up 55. October is 76.92, up 120. So there we have it. Anyway, I've been thinking about doing something. We'll see what you guys' thoughts are on it. I was thinking about on Tuesdays having one segment and talk about, because Tuesdays is Heyday Tuesdays besides Stockman's Vet Happy Hour. But anyway, I'm going to talk to the boss about it, see about maybe putting one segment in just to advertise hay for sale, and we'll get our own feel of what the market is. I was thinking about just like taking 10 minutes, and it won't be free. I'm sorry. We're in the advertising business. But anyway, if you got hay that you want to sell and you want to advertise it on my show, one segment a week, and then that way everybody can listen and also get a kind of taste of what the market is doing here locally, because this USDA hay market that I read every week, it is only accurate if you report it to the USDA. So it's close. It kind of gives you an ideal way things are going. But anyway, what's your guys' thoughts on that? Send me a text, 580-225-9697. And thinking about it, I don't know. I think it, I don't want to do a tradio, but you know, a 10 minute segment once a week on hay for sale, good hay. I want everything, all to be good hay and just nothing, no crap hay. But anyway, just do some hay on the show and kind of sell it. Hopefully you sell it, and I think you will. And then plus we'll give everybody an idea what the asking prices are for hay in the deal. Also, I have actually a couple sets of tickets to give away. And all you old timers out there like me, listen up. Coming to the Sugar Creek Casino, August 10th, that'll be this Saturday, Mo Bandy, T.G. Shepherd, Janie Fricky, T. Graham Brown, More and More. That'll be quite a concert. Everybody remember Mo Bandy and T.G. Shepherd and Janie Fricky. That woman could sing now. Anyway, got a couple of sets of tickets, so what I want you to do is text in to 225-9697 your name and the answer to my question. How many legs does a frog have on its body? So anyway, that's the best I could come up with short notice. How many legs does a frog have on its body? We'll take the fifth and sixth correct answer. How's that? Anyway, so 225-9697. You want to go see TG, Mo, and Janie, and T. Graham Brown. Who else was there? I forgot. More and More. And who else? Yeah, T. Graham Brown. Anyway, More and More. I'm not familiar with More and More, but I bet it's a good concert if they're traveling with that bunch. Anyway, we're going to take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
With all these trucks, we're blowing it out of the box. Barber Dyson Ford's summer blowout means it's time to get what you want. Trucks. We've got over 70 trucks to choose from, more than any other dealer from OKC to Amarillo. We're blowing it out with interest as low as 0% on almost every vehicle line, plus customer cash. And don't forget Barber Dyson's trade-in assistance cash. Every vehicle is priced to move, and we will not miss your offer. The summer blowout is happening now at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City, online at BarberDysonFord.net.
Your cattle need feed. They've got to eat. So you need a reliable source of feed that won't break the bank. Kirk Feeds in Eric offers competitive prices on bulk feed at the store and delivered to your place. We also carry fence wire, T-post, gates, water tanks, and a lot more farm and ranch supplies. We get new products every week, so check back often to see if we have something else you need. We even have the Sportsman covered for all your hunting needs. Farming and ranching is in our blood, and we want to help keep agriculture strong. Kirk Feeds, 117 West 2nd Street in Eric.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Woo! I was reading all the text answers to my question, and I forgot to call Brandon. Anyway, I got him. He's hot on the line. First, let's see what the weather's doing in Dozer, Texas. 99 degrees, heat index of 97, humidity is 22, dew points 53. The winds are out of the west at 8 miles an hour, gust up to 14. Month-to-date precipitation, zero. Red flag minutes today, zero. 8-inch soil temperature, 86 degrees. Well, joining me right now is the world-famous Mr. Brandon Hickey. How are you?
I'm good, but I cannot believe you almost forgot me.
Well, you ought to see some of these answers I got to my question. So you want to know what the question is, or were you listening?
I wasn't. I just sat down here to eat lunch at the Rib Crib, so I wasn't listening to you. What was the question?
How many legs does a frog have?
Well, it depends on whether or not it was around Carter when the frog gigging was going around.
Anyway, hey, so I seen you at the funeral. We put a good man in the ground today. Rusty was there's not a lot of words to describe him. He was just a good human being. He was always super nice to me. And
he was.
Yeah, he was
good cattleman, good horseman, and a man of integrity.
Yes, exactly. And so I got a do you have a good Rusty Breeze sale barn story?
Well, I always got quite the kick out of when the kind of got three main replacement cow buyers there, Rusty being one of them. But the three of them would get to and all in good fun, never mean, but they'd get to yah-yahing at each other about how much these cows was going to cost and who had more money than who and who was going to make them cost more. And I really enjoyed their bantering back and forth, all in good fun. They all enjoyed each other. They was all in competition, but they all enjoyed each other. It was always kind of fun to listen to their banter with each other.
Oh, I could see that because I hear Bo in there always yelling at me and stuff about some second calf heifers and Matter of fact, I've heard third calf heifers now, so I'm, you know, it's all good and fun. But yeah, Rusty, I could see that with Rusty. And, you know, I just off the top of my head, one of my good stories is like 5 years ago, I planted some Roundup Ready sweet corn, and it was really good. And I gave Rusty some, and every month he'd call, "Hey, you getting me seed for next year? I'm going to plant that at my house." Me and the girls are. And every month I said, "You know, we don't plant till next April. I got you covered. You know, you don't have to call in July." And he just constantly called me. And so I finally took him some. And I took him a little bag, like a half a pound, because I think they had Brian Pritchard put out some plastic on some raised beds. And I took him and I said, "Hey, these are very expensive." Because it was unreal what that Roundup Ready sweet corn cost. And I said, "Put one about every 6 inches." Well, and I gave him more than enough. And I seen him at the cafe one morning. I said, "Hey, did you get all that corn planted?" This was like in April. And he said, "Oh, yeah, I got it planted." And I said, "Do you have any seed left over? Because save it for next year." "Oh, no, I used all that. Matter of fact, I was short." And I said, "How long a rows were you planting?" And he said, "Well, they were just 100 foot. And he said, "I'm putting two or three seeds in each hole to make sure they come up." And I was like, "Wow." I said, "Well, that cost you like $75 to put extra seeds in that hole." He said they had corn running out their ears. He was just good. He was, you know, him and Troy Jones were, man, till Troy passed away, you didn't see them. If you seen one, you seen them both.
Yes, sir.
So, anyway, but, all right, well, you had a little different sale yesterday compared to Friday, so let's start with Friday at Elk City.
Yep. Everybody was worried, of course, the Thursday and Friday, they really hammered that old futures board. Of course, everything, the S&P, the Dow Jones, everything was down. So everybody was pretty nervous. But, you know, we were slightly down Friday. Could have been, one of those weeks you worry about just having an absolute train wreck, but it didn't. The calf and feeder market was just slightly cheaper than it had been the Friday before. And still lots of interest. I think everybody was still, on a positive note, you know, still kind of thinking positively and had a good run of cattle. It was a reputation kids that are already starting to show up lots of quality on them kids and had lots of bidders, lots of interest.
Well, they, slaughtered cattle and bulls and girls, they ain't nothing happening with them, are they?
Oh, no. And that was one of the kind of the humorous things, was one of the reasons that I heard for the big break in the cattle market, which I don't, this wasn't what turned out to be, but one of the reasons that I heard was because McDonald's reported a second quarter loss that was, nobody was expecting that. They had a pretty substantial second quarter loss, and I'd heard that. Well, that might have mean the cow meat ought to be cheaper on come Friday, because McDonald's is going to need to cheapen up because they're losing money. But that was not the case. The cow meat was just as high as it had been the week before.
Yeah. Oh, well, anyway, you had a good turnout. What was it, 15-something?
Yes, sir, 1573, yeah. Almost 1,600. Yes,
and that's, have you heard, is any of the grass-fed coming off the pastures yet up north?
They've started flowing in. Yeah, they started flowing in. They're coming in. That doesn't have anything. This drop doesn't actually have anything to do with that. But they, I may be contributing slightly, but it's very slightly. But yeah, they're rolling in. It's getting dry enough. The grass is starting to play out. You know, they've kind of maximized their gain off that deal. I talked to a guy. Let's see. Day before yesterday, I believe it was, and he'd shipped some cattle off the grass. He purchased a lot of cattle out of Mike and Stell Barnes that ended up in on Flint Hills grass. He started buying them in November, November, December, January, February, and he was very, very complimentary of a particular set of Charlotte cross calves that we bought. He said, them things come off that grass absolutely huge.
Oh, I can imagine.
So, yeah. But yeah, they're rolling in there. They'll have that all done here probably 2 weeks, and thank goodness most of them cattle the guys I've talked to either had contracts or some sort of protection under those cattle to not have to absorb this futures loss that we're having now. Most of those cattle was already forward contracted or had some puts or some LRPs under them. So very, 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 very happy about that.
All right. Well, come back over or going east on I-40 over there just east of Clinton. Mm-hmm. What happened yesterday?
Wasn't that little quite a more significant down, that thing opening up down Monday morning? I think everybody was hoping that, it'd kind of be over the weekend. Kind of opening up down as hard as it did then Monday, it sure made the market considerably cheaper than it was the week before. That being said, we had a lot of buyers in the barn, even some that hadn't been there in several weeks showed up. We still have a lot of interest, but they could tell that they sure was pulling back on what they was being willing to give for those cattle. But now, the market was still phenomenal. Some of them big cattle of the that nice home race consignment that we had coming from over there at Canute really rang a bell, and had lots of guys on the phone with up north buyers, farmer feeders and whatnot. Got to send a lot of them cattle up to Nebraska, so that that was really good to have that much play in the market. And yeah, it was cheaper than it was the week before because of the future fall, but it was still phenomenal and still a lot of buyer interest.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here and I was pricing those heifers from Canute, even though the market was off just a hair yesterday. They're still bringing really good money.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, I know it hasn't reacted on the board yet, but the Dow and all them are back up and climbing back up today. So what are you thinking? If things will kind of stabilize and maybe
hopefully this deal is over. I don't feel really 100% confident about that, but my hope is that it's over and we'll start to go back the other way as we cover. The brokers and whatnot that I've talked to said that they feel like there'll be a significant bounce in this cattle market in that futures once that we for sure hit the bottom. They think we'll sure see a pretty significant bounce back the other direction. But nobody's really confident in where that bottom might be. Hopefully this is it. Hopefully we're there already, but I don't feel real confident in that yet. I think we could very potentially see some more down, but I hope we don't. But it's nice to see a little recovery in the Dow Jones, see some buying coming back in there, get down to the levels that some of them guys that, want to buy back in, and that's what we're looking for. The fundamentals haven't changed. Our cattle are very short on numbers, very tight on numbers, going to be very tight on numbers going forward for quite some time. It's going to really get tight if we ever really see any major heifer retention. That's going to tighten it up even more. So, nothing's changed about the fundamentals of supply and demand. It just got some global economy stuff that's worrying some of the paper traders. They kind of found a reason to make it drop. That's just what they do. We kind of have to pay for their ignorance, so to speak. The guys that actually have the cattle kind of tend to pay for what their fear and their pain. So and that's what we're seeing. And I said, hopefully it's over, but we'll know in 3 or 4 days if it is, or if it's if we're still gonna got a little more down left to it. So.
Well, they I guess we're going to find out check stock market reports from other sale barns during the week till we get to Elk City Friday. And I was really impressed with you calling me out in front of everybody the other day.
Well, I just thought when you, if he was really gonna really have an interview with the Goober King and the Cotton King, interviewing, talking to each other, that was something that needed to be well advertised, because that would have to be some good listening. So.
Well, he was actually on his best behavior, and that's the first show that I ever kept my finger on the other speaker's button. And a matter of fact, got a little arthritis working in that index finger, if anybody really cares. But anyway, but he did good. Now, I mean, he was honest and straightforward, but what's disappointing is, you know how you get these news alerts on your iPhone? This morning I got 3 or 4 news alerts from Fox and NBC and all that Vice President Kamala Harris picked somebody from Minnesota and not Wichita County for her VP.
Oh dear.
I was really hoping that Rhodes would get that call, but he didn't. So anyway, I know you're eating and everything, but you got anything coming up Friday or Monday that you want to let people know about?
Got a really nice lineup of Reputation Ranch kids coming Friday. One of your favorite listeners, Mr. Robinson, from Bring His Kids, coming Friday.
Really?
We'll have a lot of really nice, Reputation Ranch calves coming in. And also got a set of black baldy horned cows that's going to be pairs, and also a really nice set of black baldy old cows that are going to be bred cows that are supposed to be young. So we'll have a really nice run at Elk City this week. A lot of Reputation Ranch calves is coming from Mangum, Cheyenne, Elk City, and Raiden. Powers is bringing their good Charlotte Cross calves this week. So, we're going to have a nice run of Reputation Ranch calves and some good cows that we know of coming to go with them. And then Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction coming up on Monday. The gentleman from out there, Foss, and I have about 500, mostly 5-weight, long, long winged steers and heifers that'll just be perfect condition and should be very, very highly sought after set of cattle with these cost of gains getting where they are in these yards. I'm really excited to see what those cattle will bring, because he does such a great job of getting them started, these cattle all be 120 days weaned on them, and just turned out on grass, just kind of keep feeding them enough cake along to, keep them coming to the pen, keep them coming to the feed truck. And really excited to see what those cattle will bring. They'll be a really nice set of cattle that'll be really ready to grow and do and perform for somebody.
All right, sounds good. Cotton King, by the way, was listening. And he texted in, I won't repeat the first text I got from him. And then the second text said, people want me to be unfiltered.
No doubt. Everybody except the FCC.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, you think COVID was bad? Wait till you get him on the radio unfiltered. So anyway, Brandon, thanks for your time. By the way, what are you eating?
I am having a pig man. Ooh. Sandwich, got brisket and Polish sausage, pickles, onions, and it is delicious.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, good. All right. Well, we'll probably see you around Friday, and I can't talk about K today because there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
I seen her over there eyeballing me at the church while ago, and I couldn't tell if she was looking at you or me. So. Because you were sitting next to me. So anyway, but she had that grin on her face.
I looked carefully, and I do now every time after what you told me last week. I looked carefully. I did not see the warning label, but I'm sure it was there somewhere.
All right. Have a great day, Brandon.
Yep. See you, Jimmy.
See you. All right. Let's take a Stockman's Vet clinic break. Want to come back? We'll have forecast update on ag weather for northwestern Oklahoma, somewhere up there. I hadn't picked anybody yet, and I can't wait to read you some of these. Some people think it's two legs four legs is the correct answer, and one of them was two, but both of those were for eating. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You look outside and notice the grass is getting tall and will need mowed soon. But your old push mower is on its last leg and you sure could use a new mower. You head down to the convenience store and get your usual cup of coffee and pick up a copy of the Penny News. Then you see it. It's right there on the front page. DJ's Rentals in Elk City is discounting their in-stock zero-turn mowers. You think to yourself, now's the perfect time to get what I need and save some money too. My wife will be so proud.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's go to the suburbs of the May Ranch up there on the Oklahoma-Kansas line and check out what they got going there at their mezzanette station. 91 degrees, feels like 92. Heat risk is low. Dew point 63. Humidity's 39. The winds are out of the north-northeast at 7 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, not even one-tenth of an inch. 1/100th of an inch. How's that? Not much. I don't even know when they posted that. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 91. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water 0.2. Sunset 8:38 and it's hot 97 today. 69 and clear tonight. Tomorrow 101 with east to south winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. That's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update for the May Ranch. And there you have it. Okay. Let's see here. Let's check out. I did have some winners. I sent them notice that they all won. Most people got it right. Some people didn't. Some people were just being smart alecks. But anyway, good question. I'm sorry. That was the best I could come up with on a short notice when I looked over here and I thought, hey, we got tickets to Mo Bandy, T.G. Shepherd, and Janie Freaky, and T. Graham Brown, and more and more. So anyway, that's the best I can do. I'm sorry. Anyway, June hay prices retreat to April levels. According to the USDA, the average price of both alfalfa and grass have returned to the same level that was reported for April. According to data from the USDA's Agriculture Prices Report, the average June alfalfa price was $195 per ton, while grass or other hay finished in at $149 per ton. Since the beginning of the year, the average alfalfa price has held steadfast with a narrow $7 per ton range from $195 to $202. The average price for Supreme and Premium alfalfa hay during June dropped $20 to $256, and this occurred after rebounding by $16 per ton the previous month. So anyway, $4 difference there if you averaged out. The average gray price, the average grass hay price finished June by averaging $149 per ton, which was $5 lower than the previous month. Four states posted double-digit month-over-month gains: California, Wisconsin, New Mexico, and Utah. Utah was up the most at $15 a ton. Double-digit declines in June were more numerous, with nine states falling into this category: Colorado, Kansas, Arizona, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, and Wyoming were all down by $10 a ton. With the exception of Kansas and Colorado, they dropped $15 a ton. Let's see here. The highest average May alfalfa hay price was reported in Texas at $293 per ton. It was followed by New Mexico at $250. California posted a $240, while Kentucky and Pennsylvania both settled at $225. North Dakota easily had the lowest alfalfa average price at $101 per ton, followed by South Dakota. So here, I'm going to give you this disclaimer. Keep in mind that USDA average prices account for all qualities and bale types of hay sold. Also, the final U.S. estimate is volume-weighted average rather than a simple average of state values. Those states with the most volume sales will impact the final U.S. dollar value more than states with fewer sales. So, I get some of this about, if I get $230 a ton for my alfalfa, it's already been gone. They're throwing this all in together, the little baby square bales, the big square bales, the round bales, whatever you want to call it. So you throw in some of them high-priced little baby square bales in there, it'll bring the average up and kind of give a, what Mr. It just gives it a false, I don't know, number out there. You know what your hay's worth. So anyway, some of the responses that I've got on the text line about selling hay is yes, go for it. Let's see here. Go back here. I had about three pages of Texas. Heyday is a great ideal as long as they give price, location. If they can, I road or haul. Oh, yeah. If they can haul or not. Or load. Sorry. There we go. That L and O was spaced there. Two different lines. Load or haul. Be cool if you could let hay and livestock haulers advertise their location and rates. Yes, it would be. Matter of fact, I've got one guy over here that's got some trailers that I've been after him to give me some rates, and I'd throw a bid in there every now and then for him, but he's been so busy he hadn't needed me, so which is a good thing. Anyway, somebody with a 806 area code, that's got to be, is that Texas, says, I'm going with five legs on the frog. Yeah, okay. Anyway, hey, let's go ahead and take another Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When I come back, I'll have more on them and have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
If you get your prescriptions filled at a big box store, either you think it's more convenient or quicker or cheaper. Well, let's see. Let's talk convenience. Grandview Pharmacy has a drive-through window, so you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And since it's in the middle of town, it's pretty easy to get there. Plus, if you can't come to them, they'll come to you. They offer free local delivery. Now, speed. Grandview Pharmacy keeps the shelves stocked because they get shipments of medicine all the time. You don't have to wait for days for your meds to arrive. And once you're in the store, the staff works efficiently to process orders and let customers be on their way. Then there's price. Everybody thinks the box stores offer cheaper medicine. But Grandview Pharmacy is part of a buying group that purchases meds at discounted rates. Their prices are competitive on most items. All the supposed perks of box stores, but they know their customers by name. Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, 1220 West 3rd in Elk City. Get your medicine from people who know you.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 29th. 678 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 318 brought 402. 8 at 577 brought 294. 11 at 632 brought 268. 9 at 702 brought 258. 3 at 745 brought 261. 13 at 1005 brought 234. 20 at 1014 brought 231. 6 head of heifers at 593 brought 268. 11 at 594 brought 256. 16 at 701 brought 256. 5 at 717 brought 235. 4 at 883 brought 224. 13 at 990 brought 219. 3 at 1010 brought 206. Butcher cows were 123 to 158. Butcher bulls brought 109 to 179. Bred cows were 2075 to 2175. Western Oklahoma Livestock, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran owned. We deliver top tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our Fecon Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. Let's do Altus. Cotton capital of the world. 99 degrees, feels like 99. Heat risk is moderate. Dew point 60, humidity's 28. The winds are out southwest at 4 miles an hour. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature. 80 died. One day average 10 inch fractional water, 0.3. Sunset at 8:35. 104. Looks like you're going to get there today. Hot. Tonight 72. Tomorrow 106 with northeast to southeast winds, 3 to 9 miles an hour. No wind going on. All right. So, did you guys know that frogs have 4 toes on the front and 5 on their back legs? I didn't either till I Googled it and it came up. So anyway, I'll have a full report on the Frog Festival from the Carter last Friday and Saturday for you tomorrow. But I do know that the big frog was 2.29 pounds. That's a big old frog. So anyway, we got that going on. All right, let's see here. My computer, come on, there we go. Anyway, here's some fish up show on some not so good news. Anyway, farmers should budget for far lower returns than they saw from 2014 to 2019, according to a new FarmDoc daily report. It says longer term prices continue to look less optimistic for farmers, and FarmDoc daily economists suggest farmers being prudent and starting to budget for lower prices. And FarmDoc daily reported titled Increasing Pessimism About 24 and 25 Corn and Soybean, and including this included some wheat reports in here. Ag economists say the current levels for future contracts suggest that for budgeting purposes, prices for 24 crops should be $4 a bushel for corn and $10.50 for soybeans. It didn't say nothing in here about the future price for wheat. Anyway, so those prices would result in low returns in 2024, far lower than the last low price period from 2014 to 2019. The economist stated in a FarmDoc report, much higher costs caused lower 24 return. So I was looking at this deal they had, and this is projected corn and soybean returns. And I was looking at this chart, and it goes off of this. They thought it was going to be 227 bushel per acre yield, and this is going off of some places in Illinois, and at 450 a bushel. They've revised it. It's 234 bushels per acre now yield, and $4 corn. And on soybeans, they were going for 72 bushels per acre at 1130 a bushel, and they revised it to 75 bushels per acre at 1050, so 80% less. So they figured in all the crop revenue, like the ARC, PLC. They did some crop insurance proceeds. They put a little bit of that in there. Fertilizer, I was looking at this list, and really, fertilizer, pesticide, seed, drying, storage, and crop insurance, there really wasn't any increase on those costs, on direct costs. Here, they're going off of some machine, hire, lease, utilities, machine repair, fuel and oil, and light vehicle has increased a little bit. They figured some interest on non-land, some insurance, some building depreciation, building repair and rent, hired labor, all that comes up. And there's not a lot in there. And so the break-even price to cover each bushel, they revised non-land cost, total cost at $498 is down to $483. So anyway. They said the current December future prices for corn is consistent with cash prices below $4 at harvest, roughly $3.80 a bushel. Given usual price patterns, one expects cash to prices to increase over the market season, and an average cash price of $4 per bushel for 24 seems reasonable, according to these economists. So anyway, soybean, same thing, according to the economists, and then they start to say something about this. I don't know if this deal got cut off at wheat or no. So we all know what's going on with wheat around here. So we'll see what happens. And there's some dry land corn and irrigated corn going to be harvested, start harvest here pretty quick. I think some of them's already working. I think Music's down there. Washtenaw County has already started in on theirs there a week ago, last week, I think. Anyway, they got a lot of grasshopper damage from what I understand. That didn't come from Jimmy or Tracy, but it seemed like that was the story, that they're having grasshopper damage, and I can believe it. I seen what the grasshoppers did to my Truticow 2 months ago, and they wiped it out. So anyway, that wasn't the most positive subject I had to talk about today, but that's what I had. And so anyway, thanks for your feedback on talking about maybe doing some hay stuff. I'll put a game plan together and maybe we'll try that with people starting to buy hay here coming up pretty quick. Little square bales. Anybody got anybody that interested in hauling? They want to advertise. Like I said, it's not going to be free. But anyway, I think it'll be good for our listeners. I want to hear from people up Woodward, that direction. So anyway, I think it'll be interesting. So anyway, thanks for your feedback. Well, that's it. You guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, America. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Kent Watkins, by the way, Kent Watkins from SEI Agritech is going to be in the studio tomorrow. We're going to have fun tomorrow. Be right back.